Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
We'll speak about the goal, because I thought Liverpool actually started really well, and there were half chances, a couple of moments whereby I thought we could be the ones to get the early lead here, and it comes from a Quanta pass, Steve. I mean, what a ball. Joel Quanta defensively was excellent, but I think one of the things that's not surprised people, I think he surprised people full stop, to be honest with you, since he came into the side, but has been that he's got that in his locker as well. He's got his passing range, he's got his use of the ball, he can carry the ball well, and he shows it off here, because it's a wonderful pass to Diaz, but Diaz's touch and what he does after is what it's all about.
Absolutely, yeah. Diaz does really well. It was obvious that Liverpool, usually when we use the long ball behind the fullback, it's usually to a guy who's in space. Liverpool usually drag the play over one way and then go diagonally the other way. Mm-hmm. It feels like they've just decided they think Castagne's a bit crap in the air or something.
Yeah.
And ironically, it was Diaz, and you wouldn't associate Diaz with that really, but the more you think of Diaz, he has got a really good leap. He's done that quite often. We've seen goals he scored with
the
his head.
Yeah,
exactly. And it felt like that was a plan from minute one. And he gets a little bit of luck with it, with the maybe a bit of a double deflection or whatever. But yeah, he ends it with that first touch. Mm. The first touch, not only does he win the ball, he chests it down for himself. And then he's running into the box. And when you're running into the box and the static defenders or defenders scrambling back, anything can happen. You know, both goals in this game came through half lucky deflections or bounces or whatever. But yeah, I thought, you know, Diaz got named man of the match, and I think that was fair. I think he probably was the best player. Liverpool, listen, we're going to do ratings later, and it might just be a lot of average ratings, because that's all it needed to be. But I thought Diaz, for the most part, was the one who his tenacity shows again. I felt when we got to the finals last year, and in particular within the final, it felt like Diaz's tenacity was a real big bonus in semi-finals last year, especially going back to Villarreal, for example. Yeah. I felt it again today. He wasn't always at his best. I think he could have scored more goals, actually. I think he scuffs a couple. Mm-hmm. But he constantly caused them problems. And, you know, him and Gakpo both start. And I'd say, you know, if you're ranking Liverpool's attacking options 1 to 5, Diaz and Gakpo probably 4 and 5. They both start on the flanks. I thought they both had good games. But yeah, Diaz was the standout.
Yeah.
He earned a little bit of luck with how good he was in with the chest control and his directness into goal. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, mate, that's the goal that sends us to Wembley. Like, Luis Diaz has scored, you know, he's only been here a couple of years, he scored semi-final goals now, big goals. Yeah. His goal record is sometimes questioned, and I think that's fair, because he probably doesn't score as much as we want him to.
No.
But he scored semi-final goals again, big goals for Liverpool. Without him, we wouldn't have been in a Champions League final, and now we wouldn't have been in a League Cup final. So credit to him for that, because I don't think anyone was quite outstanding in terms of an attacking sense, but he was probably the best of the lot of them.
Ultimately, we didn't need to be, did we? I think had Fulham maybe have shown a little bit more in the early stages, we might have upped our game and upped our levels. But yeah, I think it was a case of essentially doing enough throughout, and then, as I mentioned, when it got a little bit nervy, maybe we had to go up a couple of gears, but we did. But yeah, Luis Diaz was probably the pick of the bunch, in all fairness, certainly from an attacking sense. I've got his numbers up here, but you mentioned there how we've always sort of clamoured for him to score more goals, but that's so difficult because, albeit he's never really blown us away in terms of his output, when you're sort of stacking him up compared to Sadio Mane, that's nigh on impossible to achieve, because that just doesn't come around very often, that type of winger. You've got Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane, they don't really exist outside of that. But Diaz tonight, that obviously the goals you mentioned, 2 shots on target outside of that, 3 dribble attempts and 3 successful dribbles, which is nice.
Well, yeah, Castagne on toast, in the end he got tough off.
Yeah, exactly, he had to get out.
Yeah. Tete comes on and ironically gets involved then.
Get out the fire. 3 key passes as well. Won 6 out of 10 ground duels and 4 out of 8 aerial duels. So that's a relatively strong all-round game. That.
Yeah, actually, the stats suggest that he was the best. And I backed the eye test up. Like I say, nobody was like, in an attacking sense, was like 10 out of 10, because it didn't need to be. But yeah, you're right. And again, that the ground stuff, Basically, Liverpool played what, 8 long balls towards him. He wins half of them.
Yeah.
Like, really, he shouldn't win that many, you'd think. But he did. He was constantly battling. And like, he works his nuts off. He always does. Like, you can't argue with that. And ultimately, like I say, in that first half, it was his goal that was the difference. And credit to him. He's it was interesting that he was left and Gakpo was right. Jürgen spoke only about putting players in their 1A positions. Diaz got his 1A position and Nunes got his. Mm. It was Gakpo who got told to go and do the graveyard shift on the right, which feels like it's a bit of rotation while the King's currently nursing his hamstring. And yet, I thought, you know, a lot of one-on-one battles that players had to win, and one of them was Diaz v Castagne, and hands down, mate, how often the left back gets just subbed off?
Because
they're having one, and that's what was happening. He was having one. He really was. Fulham had just scored. He was searching for another goal, and Tete comes on.
Yeah.
Maybe he might be a bit better attacking, but I'm sure a lot of it was down to Diaz. And then even at the end, mate, when we're trying to get out, because it could have been nervous.
Yeah.
It was he helped there. Him and Jota linking up
again.
Fouls, throw-ins, free kicks, carrying. You know, Paulina fouls him. He gets up and carries on running. Mm-hmm. It was a really good performance from him. And like I say, it's not the first time he's done it in a semi-final.
No, it's not, mate. No, and I think as well, it's the fact that he's coming back to his best now, because I think when he first arrived at the club, we were all absolutely just in love with what he brought. He had that X factor, that dynamism, the fact he could just do something off the cuff and just a really exciting player to watch. And I think through injury and through what's going on in terms of his personal life as well, he's lost a little bit of that in recent times. But all of a sudden, these past 3, 4, 5 weeks now, we're starting to see Luis Diaz back to his best. And tonight was another example of that. And long may it continue, because yeah, when he's at his A game, he can produce moments like he's done tonight. Like he's done previously, as you say, and he can be a match winner for Liverpool Football Club, essentially.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.